Hi, my name is Nate Haug, and you might know me from Drupal.org as Quick Sketch, and this is episode 15 of the Modules Unraveled podcast.
Welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast, where the Drupal community speaks, and now your host. His favorite subjects in school were math and band. Brian Lewis.
Welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast. My name is Brian Lewis, and today I have with me Nate Haug. Nate works at Lullabot. He teaches courses on theming, writes articles, and generally tries to make the world a more informed place about Drupal. His strengths are in detail-oriented work, design, and jQuery, and he's most interested in user interface improvements and image handling. And Nate, I'm really excited to talk about WebForm today, and I'm super excited that you agreed to come on the show.
Thanks, Brian. My description directly from my Drupal.org profile.
That's right. I figure you can write a better bio than I can, since you know you.
Excellent.
Well, why don't you go ahead and start out by telling us who you are and where you're from?
Well, as I said, I'm Nate Haug. I live in Oakland, California. And I've been doing Drupal for the last 6 years, pretty much.
What started you in Drupal?
Well, 6 years ago, I was doing a research project for my college, my senior capstone, researching all of the different content management systems out there. I didn't actually know they were called content management systems at the time, or that there was a whole category. But eventually I figured out that there was such a thing as a content management system, and I compared all of them. And I chose Drupal as sort of the de facto CMS at the time. And today I'm pretty sure I would still actually make that same decision, picking Drupal out of the crowd. Hmm. So back then, let's see, that was right when Drupal was moving from Drupal 4.6 to 4.7. That was when the Form API first got added into Drupal. So I came into Drupal sort of during a really transitional period. And during my research, I built my own blog on Drupal, as well as a couple of research projects. And while I was working on it, I wanted to upgrade my site from Drupal 4.6 to 4.7, since I didn't know that you were supposed to use the latest version of Drupal. Back then, the day that Drupal came out, everybody basically upgraded their sites, which is a little bit different situation than we have today. Back then, nobody would upgrade their sites until Drupal.org upgraded its site. So everybody, like Drupal.org, would upgrade weeks before the official version of Drupal came out. But in this day and age, with so many contributed modules, that's a lot less common because we have to wait for those modules to catch up.
Right.
But that was actually exactly what the problem was back then, was the web form module, which I was using as my contact form on my blog, wasn't going to get upgraded from 4.6 to 4.7. So I contacted the author at the time and said, hey, I'd like to help upgrade the module from 4.6 to 4.7. And I had no Drupal experience at the time, so or very, very little. But the module maintainer wasn't planning on upgrading WebForm at all from 4.6 to 4.7 because the Forms API went in and he would have had to pretty much rewrite the whole thing, which I didn't realize. but I volunteered anyway, and I didn't know that the Forms API had gone in or that it was going to be a pretty extensive rewrite. Yeah. So I accepted co-maintainership of the module and ported it to 4.7. And then I've been maintaining it ever since.
Huh, that's funny. So you pretty much just took over then. You say co-maintaining, but you're really just the maintainer.
Right. Well, he wasn't interested in learning Drupal 4.7. As far as I know, that was the end of Drupal for him, which was interesting. I mean, I imagine we lost quite a few developers back then. I mean, the community was much smaller, but I imagine that we lost a percentage of them to the Drupal Forms API, which now is one of Drupal's greatest strengths, but converting to it was really quite a hurdle back then.
Huh, that's interesting. Okay, so what are you doing now?
Well, so My work on Webform back then led me into getting hired by Lullabot, first as freelance and then later full-time. They had a project where they were using Webform, and so they hired me to do a couple extra features on it, and then liked me so much that they just hired me full-time.
Huh.
So the entire time I've been with Drupal, I've pretty much been with Lullabot also. I was only in Drupal for a couple months when I started maintaining the Webform module.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, a little freelance work with Webform, or freelance work with Lullabot. And then I've been with them ever since.
Cool. So what is the most recent project that you've been working on?
Well, the biggest project that I've been doing for the past couple of years, almost exclusively actually, has been the Grammys for the Recording Academy, which is Grammy.com. But of course, that's the highest profile site that I've been working on. But I've also been working on my own project, which is Webform.com, which is what we're here to talk about, of course.
Yeah, it definitely is. Great. Well, Webform is both a module and a website now. Why don't we start out by talking about the module? So for people who have been living under a rock and don't know what Webform is, can you tell us a little bit about the module and what it does?
Yeah, of course. I always like to start off saying Webform is the survey module for Drupal. If you want to make a survey, Webform is probably going to be your solution.
Okay.
And there's a lot of other approaches to making forms in Drupal, especially with Field module in Drupal 7. It seems like we already have a built-in tool for making forms in Drupal, which is true. But Webform is much more geared towards data collection from your end users, as opposed to Field module. Although you can construct end user forms, Webform is much more geared towards that solution. It's also really good for some of its more survey-like features, things like it has a built-in date and time component or field without installing any other modules. It has an excellent Likert or grid functionality, so you can rate something on multiple criteria. And it also supports some conditional logic and multiple pages. So you can really make really nice extensive surveys that you might expect from some other kind of service using the Webform module.
Okay. And there are also a lot of contrib modules that extend Webform, right?
Yeah, there are tons. Webform 3, which is the version that we're on right now, really extended its APIs quite a bit. Initially, and even today, I want Webform to be a module that you install and it provides the functionality you want, which is not the approach that most other modules take. Most Drupal modules are pieces of a machine that you need to click together, or Lego blocks is the common analogy. But Webform is increasingly unique in that it's one of the few modules that is still an actual product. Like altogether, it's self-contained and it does a lot of stuff all at once. But in Webform 3, we made it a really great API, which a lot of people have been utilizing. So there's modules like Webform Validation that lets you add all kinds of nice validation rules, like if you want two fields to be the same or unique or run a regular expression or whatever you want. Webform Validation is a good module for that. An add-on module for rules. Rules module lets you respond to particular events. And there's a popular module called Webform Rules, aptly named, which just lets you execute any arbitrary Drupal event that you can think of when a Webform submission is made. So I've seen people use that for like some more advanced, like I want to send crazy conditional emails. Webform Rules can do things like that. And then Webform Reports. Webform Reports is a great module for taking your results and assembling them into some kind of analysis, like more advanced than what Webform gives you out of the box.
Okay.
So, yeah, but those are just the three most popular ones that are Webform specific, but they're just, I mean, there are over 150 at least modules that extend Webform in some way or another.
Wow.
There's also a whole set of modules that WebForm integrates with that are sort of more generic or general purpose modules. MyMail lets you send email or HTML-based email, and WebForm integrates really nicely with that, just giving you a checkbox to send your emails as HTML. And you can use WebForm with both Malum and Captcha module, Malum and or Captcha module, to add captchas to your forms, or Print module to print out your submissions. Some other ones, Arrange Fields and Display Suite, both of those work with WebForm if you want to pursue an option alternative to like theming your WebForms manually in your theme. You can use those modules to sort of add some structure to your WebForms. Arrange Fields lets you have this drag and drop interface to arrange the fields, right? Arrange the fields for WebForm. And Display Suite is a totally different approach that lets you do things like structure your WebForms into vertical tabs or JavaScript pages, all kinds of things that it can do, not just to WebForm, but actually to all forms on your site. And it just happens to work well with WebForm too.
Okay. A lot of people want to know, once you've got your data into a WebForm submission, how can that be exported, or how can you get all of that information out of the website?
Well, WebForm does include some basic statistical analysis tools directly, or you can use WebForm Report that I mentioned earlier. It also has view support, like a basic view support, although it's not as extensive as it could be. In the future, we'll add much more extensive view support that I think will solve a lot of those problems to make it so you won't need things like WebForm Report. And you can use views instead.
Okay.
But if you're talking about actually getting out of the website entirely, you can also export to a CSV or a tab separated value or an Excel file.
Okay.
And we've got really pretty good options for exporting all of that stuff out of your website, so you can do things in the spreadsheet application of your choice if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, and we also recently, some people have forms that are so huge, not in the forms themselves, but the number of submissions they receive. I've heard people receiving millions of submissions to a Wow. single web form. Yeah, which honestly, I've never seen a use case that with that high numbers before, but I Yeah. know that they're out there. And using some of the newer options, you can now just export like the last X number. So you can export the last 200, or you can export, it'll keep track of the last time that you did an export, and then you can export just the newest ones.
The ones since the last export.
Yep, exactly. Okay. And it's actually per user. So it actually remembers each individual user the last time they did an export from this particular node.
Huh.
What submission ID they had last downloaded. So you can easily get just the new submissions if you are working in a huge data set.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're looking at adding Drush support. There's a couple patches in the queue that will also make it so that you can export to CSV via Drush. and this sounds totally crazy, but you know, this is the kind of thing you get in the Drupal.org issue queues, is that somebody wants to make it so that they can email somebody a CSV of just the newest downloads on a weekly basis. And once the Drush support is in there, you could set up a cron job to Drush and then pipe to mail, and then you could actually make that happen. Saying it's typical, but it's possible.
Great. Well, let's go ahead and move on to webform.com. That's the reason I asked you to come on the show. Can you give us some background behind your website, webform.com, and how it got started?
Yeah. So webform.com is a project that I've been working on for quite a while, at least the past year, mostly in spare time, but more recently as sort of more of a dedicated project. the idea behind webform.com was to make it so that anybody could utilize the power of the Drupal Webform module without needing to have the technical knowledge of how to set up Drupal, but also, you know, how to set up a web host or know what a web host is or a domain name. Mm-hmm. The sheer amount of technical knowledge required to install Drupal and then put Webform on top of it and make that publicly accessible, that's actually a whole lot of knowledge that most people are not going to be capable of. So with the webform.com website, I'm hoping to make the power of Webform available to everybody in a way that actually will make the Webform project itself sustainable. So I wanted to put webform.com out there as a way to get more people using Webform, but also it's a way to make it so that the Webform project, the Webform Drupal module, has a sustainable way of continuing development. Like right now, Webform and actually just about all Drupal modules really, and Drupal itself even, are all maintained basically on volunteered time, on people's passions, on people's interest in making good software. Mm-hmm. And that's what Webform has been forever. But through webform.com, I'm hoping that that it will become a site that, like right now, it's entirely free. We can talk about that in a bit, but I want it to be a subscription service, that actually makes it so that I can actually make income from webform.com, and that will turn around and then actually support the Drupal module.
Right. That makes total sense. And by the way, webform.com, how is that domain even still available?
Well, as you might guess, it wasn't available, right? You can't just waltz in and pick up a domain that's a common word like that these days.
Right.
It actually had been registered since, I think, 1994, at least. That was how long the guy who used to have it had registered the domain for.
Huh.
And when I first emailed him, well, first of all, even finding out who he was took a little bit of work. But when I first emailed him, he basically said flat out, you know, I'm not interested in selling it, which isn't surprising. Right. If you'd had a domain for so long, you probably have used it for some purpose or another. But a website actually wasn't one of the purposes he'd used it for. He'd used it almost exclusively for email. Huh. And so through some negotiations and I definitely had to purchase the domain from him. But we also arranged some things where basically he can keep using the domain. He uses it for email. So I own it now. But through contract, we basically will make sure that he can continue using webform.com for all of his email purposes and any other purposes he needed it for. None of which had anything to do with the website. So it was great that I can use it for the website and for email, and he can use it for I can set it up for him so that he can use it for whatever purposes he was using it for before. So ultimately, it turned out to be a really great exchange. I've got a tremendous amount of respect for him and his friend that helped set me up with his contact information. and one of the other great domain names that came from this story is if you go to teaparty.net, which I know it makes you think of the American, you know, Tea Party political movement, but teaparty.net really clarifies it that it has nothing to do with the Tea Party. but he's got this great picture up there with the caption. It says it's a guy holding or hugging a giant Linux penguin. And it says, one of these is a cuddly master of free software and operating systems. The other one is me. And so it's just this great picture of Skyhunt hugging this Linux penguin. And this was the guy that I originally contacted. And when I found his website, I immediately thought, this is somebody that I can talk to. So as it turned out, I could. And he turned out to be great. And his friend who I bought the domain from also turned out to be fantastic. So yeah, really glad that all of that could happen. And now I think it's great that webform.com, which on the internet, webform is such a generic word, but you'd be surprised that searching for webform, just the term webform, on Google or Bing or Yahoo or whatever, they all point to the Drupal module. Like on the internet, the word webform, even though webform is a generic term, the most popular usage of it is the Drupal module. So I think it fits that webform.com represent that also.
Cool. That's really funny. I was actually astounded that you were able to get it if it was not already taken, but that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. Well, I think all of the stars had aligned for that one.
Yeah.
I'd actually tried a couple other different names, some of which used the Drupal trademark, which was not smiled upon by the lawyers of Drupal, which I know that it's kind of crazy to think that there are lawyers of Drupal, but there definitely are. And they didn't like me using Drupal in the name. So it turned out to be a blessing in disguise, because that ended up making me pursue webform.com. And I think that's great. I want to make sure that that connection is still there with Drupal. Like that's where its roots are and what its purpose is for. But with so much, with a broader name like that, I think that the opportunities for getting a much larger market capitalization and getting a lot more customers, I think that the opportunity is much greater.
Great. That's that's awesome. So how is webform.com different from installing webform on my own Drupal site?
Well, really, installing webform on your own Drupal site is not much different than what's on webform.com.
Okay.
Well, I guess webform.com is a showcase. Like it is webform in its best form. Webform in its best form.
Yeah.
Because what it is it's not just the webform module. It's a couple other modules that really work with webform to make it work really well. It includes MIME mail, so sending HTML emails and attachments. Mm-hmm. And it also includes the options element module, which makes it easier to create select lists and radio buttons. And finally, and most importantly, it also includes Form Builder. And Form Builder is another project that I maintain that provides a generic interface for assembling forms, which of course ties in nicely with WebForm. So it's essentially WebForm plus plus, if you will, that it's just WebForm configured correctly, but there's absolutely, well, not absolutely, but pretty much nothing on the site that is like, quote, secret sauce. Like the entire purpose of this project actually is to avoid secret sauce, because the more secret sauce you add, the more difficult it becomes to maintain that separate from the original project.
Right. And also, I mean, the reason you started this was for more of a consumer product, right? Not for Drupal developers to use.
Yeah, exactly. And even though I'd love Drupal developers to use it, and that's actually most people that are using it right now, just because people in the Drupal sphere are closest to the WebForm project, and so they're the ones using it right now. But long term, I think that will change. It should be much more of a consumer product than it is one for developers.
Okay, cool. Yeah. What are the limitations on webform.com?
Well, the limitations, like in terms of, you know, how many forms you can create and things like that. Mm-hmm. All of the competitors out there have got some kind of free tier. And right now, that's actually the only thing we've got, purely because I wanted to release it out into the public. We don't actually have any subscription level tiers yet, but our quote free tier is significantly more generous than just about any other product out there. Most services limit you to 10, some one, or like Wufoo is 3. like really, really limited numbers of the number of forms you can have. And also the number of fields you can have on each form is ridiculously limited too. And the number of submissions. They limit you all over the place. Their goal is not to provide free services, but is to immediately get you into a paid tier.
Right.
With webform.com, I don't think that that's necessary for us because Webform has always been free, like the Drupal module. And so I think that we need to give people more value and we need to give them a reason to actually use webform.com. And we don't want to discourage them by imposing all kinds of silly limits. So Webform actually has a really high limit for all of these things. So you got 100 forms on the free tier and 1,000 submissions per form. And right now, if you hit any of those limits, because I don't have any way of officially starting a subscription yet, which of course I'm working on, I would happily bump you up to the next tier and then we'll start a subscription when that actually becomes possible. But for the most part, what subscriptions will mean for webform.com is things that are value adds on top of the basic webform functionality, things that actually require some effort on my part. So things like larger file uploads, if I'm going to be hosting a lot of files, a subscription for that. Or like white labeling all of the emails and confirmation forms and things like that, making that possible.
What does that mean, white labeling?
Oh, white labeling basically just means that it doesn't say webform.com all over it. Like right now, like all of the forms say powered by webform.com on them. And the emails that get sent out are clearly from webform.com. But making it so that those can be, you know, basically entirely invisible to the user that webform.com is actually being used here.
Right.
And things like credit card processing and payments, which of course you almost have to charge for that kind of functionality, not because you need to actually charge to make it sustainable. You can charge the users a percentage for, you know, I mean, the credit card payment facility will charge the user's account, not you directly for doing the credit cards. But it's just important that if you're going to be handling other people's money, you need to make sure that they're not using it for fraud. So things like spam and fraud and spoofing and phishing, like any form building service like this is susceptible to those kinds of risks. And we just have to make sure that we prevent that from happening. So those are the sorts of things that the paid tiers will be more all about rather than right now what you have in the free tier will always be free.
Okay, cool. Can the data from this be exported in the same way that you can export it from a traditional Drupal site?
Oh, yeah. The way you can export from a normal Drupal site? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like things like CSVs and Excel files and things like that, definitely. It would be the worst thing in the world for a service like webform.com to lock you out of your own data. I think that would just be the grossest sin that you could commit in such a service. of course, that doesn't mean other services don't do it, but yeah, definitely being able to export all of your data the same way that you can from your own local site. And in the FAQ on webform.com, I also have an item in there for can you export literally your entire site into Drupal? And right now, that's not a possibility, but it's something for the future. The way the site is set up, it's actually intended to be exported. So in the long term, you should be able to actually be able to export your entire web form installation with Drupal.org and its new distribution system, which is amazing. There's a good chance that we'll see like a webform.com distribution where it's literally the functionality of webform.com that you can put on your own site. The functionality behind that actually is it's more difficult to replicate than you might think. If you want to do things like webform.com gives you SSL encryption on everything, on your logins, on your users submitting stuff, everything is SSL. And if you're going to be doing things like the credit card processing and things like that, there'll be a huge amount of setup that is sort of required for you to actually mimic the functionality. And I'm not saying that to discourage people. I'm just saying this is exactly why the website exists.
Yeah, yeah.
That technical overhead is just huge. And so I want to make it so that everybody can use the product.
Can you export just the data and bring it into a Drupal site? Or is it more like what you're talking about, the installation profile?
Yeah, exporting just the data. Well, since you'll be able to export your entire site, which will include the SQL file dump, you could export that or import it into another Drupal site, but it gets a little bit more tricky. I think that's not an immediate goal, but it would be possible because you need to do things like convert all the node IDs, for example, mm-hmm. from what they are on webform.com to what they are on your own site. So it'd be a little bit messy, but it's within the realm of possibility.
Okay. And what are the theming options for webform.com?
Well, theming options right now, by theming, I mean changing the appearance of the forms.
Yeah, colors, look and feel, or if people want to brand their forms for them for their company.
Yep. Yeah, right now those aren't options that we have, mostly because there aren't any real great Drupal tools out there for doing such things as that. But the great thing is that if it doesn't exist yet, or if it's not suitable for webform.com, it will exist in the near future because we have to have that functionality. Mm. So right now, not really too many theming options other than the way it currently looks. But that's definitely something that will be added in the near future.
Okay. And you've already mentioned that it's free right now. Do you have an idea for a ballpark that you're going to be charging for different tiers of subscription or anything like that?
I would say there aren't any public firm plans for pricing yet, but I think it's safe to say that it'll be less than competitors.
Okay, fair enough. It's pretty much what everybody wants to know anyways. So.
Right.
I asked on Twitter if anybody had questions for you, and I got a couple back. First, Richard Lyon, Rich the Geek, asked, do you have any plans to release the webform.com UI as a contrib module for other sites? And by this, I think he means the drag and drop abilities that make it so easy to use.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, like I mentioned, fortunately, webform.com has very little secret sauce. And so the actual interface for constructing a form is actually already on Drupal.org just as a separate project. So if you haven't tried it out yet, it's a good opportunity. The form builder module, I released the final version of it just before DrupalCon, although I'd been using it on this project for a while before that. So it's pretty well stabilized at this point and offers almost all of the normal functionality of WebForm in a much better interface.
Cool. So just the form builder module is what provides all of that drag and drop GUI goodness.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, webform.com does some work to shield users from some of the Drupaliness of Drupal. Like you don't need the node edit page, for example. There is no node edit page because the only thing that you really specify in a web form if you're just making a web form is the title. So there is no need for the node edit page and the node add page. And instead of getting those, you just get the web form itself. Now, like I mentioned, we were talking about exporting earlier. If you were to export the web form, a webform.com site into your own site, which you can't do yet, but hypothetically, you would end up getting something that was a lot more Drupal-y just because the export shouldn't actually be tying you into the use case of webform.com. You know, you want the full power of Drupal to be able to add fields to your web forms or schedule them or use a node access control system. Mm-hmm. Webform is intended to work with everything Drupal in a Drupal installation, but a lot of that complexity webform.com doesn't need to expose to users.
Okay. And Damian McKenna, or at Damien McKenna, asked about your thoughts for a version 4, maybe rebuilding to use fields and merge with entity form or something else. He was just kind of, I think, asking if there were any plans for that.
Yeah, so version 4 of WebForm, of course. I get that question a lot recently about whether or not WebForm should convert to using entities and fields rather than its own approach right now. If we did convert to entities and fields, you'd have some immediate losses there, or at least up front, that things like date and time, you would need additional modules for those. A grid component, you'd probably need an additional module for that. And some things, as far as I know, don't work at all with fields currently. Things like a multi-step form or a multi-page form. I haven't seen if that's actually possible using fields. So there's a lot of technical things that that would be difficult to do. Like, one of the nice things about WebForm is that you download it and it works. But as soon as you start trying to abstract things like that, you end up going back to the Lego bucket and clicking together all of the Legos again. And that's not to say that WebForm couldn't be that. But I think for the foreseeable future, it's going to continue being a bundled together project. Version 4 will give us some kind of flexibilities, because unlike the version right now, WebForm is maintained in sync between Drupal 6 and Drupal 7. So doing something like converting it all to fields is impossible in version 3, because fields didn't exist in Drupal 6.
Right.
So in Drupal 7, it's a possibility, but I think that right now, with the entity forms module, I think it's actually a really good and healthy thing that module exists. And as that module develops, there's a good chance that it will start reaching some feature parity with the WebForm project. And if it turns out to be that everything is possible with entities and fields, and entity form can be a playground for that kind of functionality, then it's possible that WebForm might take that approach eventually. But right now, I think it's great that other people are researching that as a possibility, because it'll make WebForm, if it ever converts to using those systems, it'll make it so that it has a lot less work to do when it takes that approach.
Yeah, it would. I guess it'd be a lot of work. I'm not familiar with all the coding behind it, but if you were to abstract it like that, in order to get the WebForm experience, you'd have to then basically provide an app that bundled all of those extra modules together. Whereas right now WebForm just does it.
Yeah, exactly. So if WebForm became dependent on fields, it would also become likely that it would become dependent on views, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would need a way to export them as CSVs or Excel files. And then that would probably depend on another module. And God knows that in Drupal land, it's like, oh, well, exporting Excel files, well, there should probably be a module for that. And it should probably integrate with an external library that does everything, right? And then you end up with 20 modules to do the same functionality that WebForm has today.
Right.
So you can see where I'm really hesitant to go down that path.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And really, I mean, the things people want out of entity forms or entities in general is actually they want to have the functionality that they're used to expecting from entities. And that basically means really good views integration and token support and other things that are Drupal 7 or things that have been highly developed in Drupal 7.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's where a lot of those cries are coming from, that WebForm doesn't have the greatest views integration. It doesn't have token support, but both of those problems are being worked on really pretty extensively right now. And with those problems solved, I think a lot of the reasons to move to entities will basically just be people wanting to move to entities because everything is moving to entities. And the real justification there is a lot weaker once there's actually no like real advantage other than consistency.
Yeah. Well, I think that's all the questions I had for you. So we'll just wrap up this episode with, what are you most excited about that's up and coming?
Well, I think that is that in terms of web form?
Anything. It could be web form, or it could just be something totally outside that you saw.
Okay. Well, in the world of web form, the conditional support right now is pretty much the bare minimum. And there actually is no conditional support on webform.com because Form Builder doesn't integrate with the conditional stuff. So one of the highest priorities is making it so that webform.com, you're not actually losing any functionality. So I'm working on revamping the conditional support in Webform to make it so that you can have a really nice multiple action system and same page conditionals, like things that right now Webform module can't do, but would be highly confusing if you were to have a product that had conditional field support but didn't work with fields on the same page. I don't think that that's really acceptable. The conditional support we have today was submitted through a patch, so that's why we have the functionality we have today. But in order to really make that into a product worthy feature, I think that we need to rewrite that to make it more product friendly. Something else that's been evasive for years in Webform is a good charting solution. There's a recent attempt at charts that makes some good headway, but really charts in Drupal generally have been really not very good for a long time. So we need to have a good charting solution, things like making graphs, pie charts, things like that. We need to have one of those on webform.com, which means that the Drupal community will receive a good charting solution for Webform too. So I'm looking forward to building out those things, and I think that that we'll be able to provide some really great software.
Excellent. Well, where can people find out more about you and your projects?
Well, you can follow me on Twitter. My handle is quicksketch. And of course, you can follow webform.com, whose handle is webformcom, all one word.
Okay.
Oh, and of course, you can go to webform.com.
Excellent. Well, Nathan, thanks for coming on the show. This all sounds good, and I'm really excited about webform.com. I haven't checked it out myself yet, just briefly, but I know of some people who could use it, and I'm going to be mentioning that to them. So, cool.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Brian.